What I am telling about now has no answers, only my story. I can't remember everything quite clearly, and I intend to keep this to myself. If you want a reasonable explanation to why and what this thing was, look somewhere else. Because you are not going to find sunshine here for what you're searching for. Sorry. I stuck the cigar back into my mouth and had a nice puff of cancer into me, rotting my lungs once again. I walked softly on the open road. Dark and silent, I strolled. The silence was only broken by the tiniest of noise from the pitter-patter of my feet and my long mere thoughts that were too strolling through my head. What time should I get up for work? What's for dinner tomorrow? Anything good on TV I want to catch? I was just thinking of the everyday normal questions on this seemingly usual quiet night, or what I assumed. I've been writing already, but not introduced myself. Well, hello there. My name is not of importance, and I do want to make you question yourself and be wondering, so you may address me by default. So to you, my name is Default. I'm a journalist for the newspaper called The Sun, which is a British newspaper. I dislike my job, but I like the money, so now you understand why I don't leave. Sure, I could leave and work in a car shop, fixing cars like I've always dreamed ever since I drove my own car. But when I was younger, I wanted to be a superhero. Like I've always said, if you're going to dream, you may as well dream big. And that's exactly what I did. I'm single. I find that women confuse me most of the time, and having a best female friend is just simpler. So that's my belief for now. I have no kids and hope for it to stay that way. I'm getting personal about this, right? I can say that I don't want kids, and women stress me out but not tell you my name. I guess people are right. I am a weird guy sometimes. My mother died at birth and my father passed away, just of old age at the big old 7-1. How old am I? 36. I guess that sums up me in a nutshell. I guess I should go back to my real story. But I want to go a little further back, give you some background information. I was out, just getting some ordinary stuff at the shop. Bread, milk, crisp, chocolate bars, some drinks, anything really to entertain me for the Friday. I rented out the movie Law Abiding Citizen, heard it was good, thought I may as well watch it after having an easy day of no work. I was flicking through the newspaper, as I am a journalist and do look at other newspapers. And on the fourth page, something strange was there, something that wouldn't usually be there. I live in a quiet village, nothing much happens. Most that happens is, we win an award for best farm or something stupid, nothing really major. However, on this newspaper, there was something major. 3 people have disappeared last night. Now, apparently in the article, these people are of no relation and it's highly likely that they don't even know each other. One lives on the complete other side of the village, and there's a bit of competition of what side of the village is the best. So, is it someone taking these people? Did they all really just disappear? Or is it something we shouldn't worry about? I mean, if it's in the newspaper, it's gotta be true. I'm only kidding about it being right. However, I didn't know these people very well. I was kinda secluded from the rest of the village, except from certain people I knew, just from bumping into them a lot. But the newspaper did always sit in the back of my mind, especially because they suspect it wasn't a human either. Now I don't want to be silly and say, the skies are falling and aliens are coming down to kill us all and probe us, It could easily be some animal that somehow got into our village, magically. I just shook the idea off and bought my stuff, went home and watched the movie. While I say that, I fell asleep about halfway through. The next morning, as always, I am a nosy person. I went ahead and bought the local newspaper just to see what was happening and hopefully to get an update on last night's events of disappearance. I skimmed and scanned through every single page on the newspaper. Nothing. No information given. I thought if no updates had been given out, either nothing has changed and no more info has been found out by anybody, or the people are safe and sound. If so, there's nothing to worry about. I know I seem a little too cared for these people. But the only reason that I seem worried about these people is that this village is fairly small. And if there's something dangerous out there that could harm me or any of my friends I have here, it's a concern I should take action for. Nothing really interesting happened throughout the day, so let me skip ahead a little. A complete full week has gone by. No updates? For some reason, I am concerned and curious. I had an empty week, a holiday from work has given me the week off, I had nothing to do. So, I decided to take my ideas a little further. Around 2 p.m. that afternoon, thought it was perfect timing. Kids are in school, people are in work, and the sun shines the best now. I decided to go to the local police station and question the events of last week. Let me try to script what happened at the police station. Hello?
Hi there, how can I help you?
Yeah, I came regarding a question.
Which would be?
Well, last week, I was reading the newspaper, you know the village's one? Around page 4, there was some kind of warning about 3 people disappearing that night. Do you have any update on them?
What?
You know, those 3 people in the Judger newspaper?
Sir, the 4th page is certainly always about the sports section, and last week was about our team losing to Netherton. Again, nothing about what you speak of. You do know the Judger always has the sports section on the 4th page?
What? No, I'm sure I've seen this. I wouldn't make it up. Here, pass me that paper. It doesn't show the sports section. Officer flipped over to page 4 on the paper. That's about as interesting as it gets. Sorry for not putting an ending. But hey, better get used to it around here. Apparently to the officer, I probably made this up in my head or thought this was real after waking up from a real vivid dream. I always was an easy person to persuade, but who would not believe the police? They seem legit and have a good reputation of helping people, and so that's how they convinced me. Although, subconsciously, I always knew it wasn't made up. I did see it. Maybe the wrong newspaper? I don't know, and where I am now, I will never know. Oh, where am I? I'm in a room. That's all you need to know about my location for now. The only thing I can relate to this whole situation is plain old corruption and illegal human testing. Now, does this give you some ideas to what could have happened to the people? Do you have a certain conclusion? If so, why not stop listening? That would be silly. Whatever you think has happened, did not happen. Because what happened is unthinkable, and no one could ever come to an assumption of what happened and be so sure. Do you want to continue listening? If so, you're as easy as me to be persuaded. Thank God you weren't in my position at this time. Let me skip ahead a few days. I put the phone down, fuming with steam from my blood-boiled anger. My aunt is apparently gone, and no one knows anything. No one decided to print anything in their precious so-called papers. Well, I tell ya, I had a right mind to go parading and marching down to that police station and punch the fat, bald-headed, greasy sweat stain of a rented cop until his mustache was knocked so hard it was continually at a horrible angle that made people cringe when seeing him, and he would never smile again because of the teeth that were missing. How dare the police be so ignorant about this? I tell you, this whole village is full of lions led by donkeys. I went down, not doing what I imagined. I just sat there, in the chair, didn't address anybody down there. If someone spoke to me, I ignored them. I thought, How about I be ignorant? This went on for about 20 minutes until the people there got real tired of me and decided to take action. Could you believe that? 20 minutes of continuous ignorance it took before they thought, hey, we're going to have to do something. How long is it going to take before they realize they are going to have to do something about the 12 people missing from our village, including my aunt? About a couple of hours later, I set off. I ventured into all the places I thought were scary and alone from my childhood and see if anything was left. This may sound stupid, but I couldn't wait. I mean, come on, what would you do? Call the police? If you were so lucky. I did actually find something. A pack of wine gums, that's about it. I knew I was way over my head, finding something that would lead me to find the missing people. Seriously, come on. This isn't like an episode of Sherlock Holmes where the impossible is possible. This is real life, and we're in this stupid, boring old village that only gets interesting when the most important thought hit me. The farm. I haven't checked that place in years. It always creeped me out when I was younger, and it's the only place left I haven't thoroughly searched. I headed for the farm straight away after thinking about it. I was just hoping it'd have some clue to what's happening. As soon as I got there, things seemed different. Less haunting than what I remembered as a child, but it was still the same old farm. I struggled getting out of my tiny car. Loose change was falling out of my pockets and I banged my head on the top of the car. Soon enough, I got out. I did notice something new about the farm when I inspected it. There was a huge patch of water. It was dirty and green like the sea in England. It was littered, and I think it was carrying a foul stench. Whatever it was, something stunk pretty bad around here. Like rotten fish. The water did seem rather deep, but I didn't pay attention to it. I just scratched my head and headed for the farmhouse door. After repeatedly knocking on the door, praying and wishing for an answer, no answer came. I looked in the windows, and the rooms were empty. However, I never thought about it properly because I thought when I was younger, the rooms were always empty. Something at the moment of time tricked my mind into believing the rooms were always empty, which is foolish of me, because on the left side of the house, inside of the window, there was always a coffee table with a magazine on top, keys just adjacent to the magazine, and a slightly spilled coffee mug, half empty, resting near the keys. I gave up. No one was in, and I wasn't concerned so much to just break into his house. For all I know, no one lives here anymore, and the house has no relevance to what has been happening. Until I heard it. A huge strong splash in the water, then a muffled scream. Scared, I just ran to the car and struggled to get back in. The car was always an inconvenience. Dropping my car keys after getting in the car, I couldn't start up the engine. Twisting and turning, trying to get it to work. Another splash happened. This time, the splash was huge. Easily around 5 buckets worth of water came out to soak the dry ground. I looked right, seeing the most dreadful thing in my life. No words can describe it. You have to see it to understand it. So that's where I am going to help you. I spent easily half a year drawing this to perfection off what my mind could have remembered, and here it is. As to what happened to me and where I am now, I suggest remembering what I said in the beginning.